Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That theme obviously has to be re-recorded because we are entering a whole new era of Mystery Science Theater 3000. So to those of you Misties out there, did you know, Chet, that that's what the fans and closet fans of Mystery Science Theater are called, Misties?
I did not know
we
that.
We are. there's at least 14 more brand new episodes coming up, and one of the new stars joining us now on the phone, Felicia Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking a little time with the listeners here at WCLO. We told folks about all your great work on the internet and your television appearances that you've been involved with now as far as Eureka and Supernatural and, of course, the great success you had with Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. And now you're looking at, you're not looking at, you've already done a lot of filming, I guess, becoming one of the stars of the, I guess it's a reboot of Mystery Science Theater 3. Maybe it's just a continuation, but
I think it's a continuation. Yeah,
right.
We like to think of it as a continuation.
So I first have to ask you, at your age, were you an original Misty in your youth, or how did you become interested in this project?
You know, I was a Misty. My brother and I, when we were growing up, we fought a lot because we're very close in age. But the one thing that unified us every week was we would sit down on Saturday mornings and we would watch Mystery Science Theater 3000. And over the years, my brother is, I'm a huge fan, but my brother is like an uber super fan. He's gone to all the live shows, and I actually bought him a signed poster for his birthday that Joel signed. So he's a super fan, and the reason I got the job was I went up to Joel at an event to take a selfie with him, to rub it in my brother's face that I got to meet him in person. And that's how I got the job. Joel learned about my work, and he emailed me later and was like, "Do you want to be in the show?" And I was like, "Wow, my brother's," that was because I was trying to be mean to my brother.
That's incredible. Well, it sounds pretty good. For those folks who kind of know the show, this new set of episodes basically picks up some 20 years in the future from where the old ones left. All right, you play the daughter of the original villain character, right?
Yeah, I play Kinga Forrester, who is a Forrester, Dr. Forrester's daughter, and she is trying to fill his evil, evil shoes in a way by trying to torment the bots and Jonah into insanity, just carrying on the family legacy, I like to say.
It has been anticipated by so many of the original fans. But, Felicia, how do you explain the show to people that have not seen it before?
You know, I explain it's basically was original, the originator of making fun of movies. You have two mad scientists, and they're sending terrible movies up to two robots and a man to try to drive them insane. And the instead of going insane, they just make fun of the movies and make funny jokes. I guess that's a good summary.
Not bad. So the other thing that's interesting about, well, there's a lot of things that's interesting about this. To my knowledge, this is the first TV show that got off the ground by a Kickstarter campaign. And within that Kickstarter campaign, there were a lot of incentives, if I recall, for contributors at various levels to be able to participate in the show. So I'm assuming that you had opportunity to work with just some really big MST3K fans and contributors to that Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, no, the great thing is that there are a lot of opportunities for fans if they wanted to back the show to interact with the cast. There were a lot of set visits, dinners, and Q&As and special access for people who really wanted to be a part of the show, and that led it to be a record-setting Kickstarter. I think it's the biggest Kickstarter in history, which is awesome. I am from the internet. I love making internet content. I've been making internet content for 10 years, and just to have the fans be have the keys to making a show that they love and not have to wait for networks to decide what to give them, I think it's really empowering and awesome.
So you're going to be one of the folks on the ground base, so to speak, if people remember the old show. So who is in, is it still the Satellite of Love, first of all, the spaceship that this person is confined to? And I know it's not Joel, and I know it's not Mike.
No. Me, Kinga, and Max, or TV Son of TV's Frank, who's played by Patton Oswalt, we are on the dark side of the moon, and we're sending those movies up to the Satellite of Love to torment Jonah. Jonah Ray is the new guy in the jumpsuit who's being tormented, and he's a fabulous comedian. You might know his work from the Nerdist podcast and a lot of other TV shows and web appearances, and he has that sort of Midwestern kindness to him that is really fun to try to torment.
Well, that's good. It's nice that we have that still that Midwestern flavor, because I know for a lot of us here that know the show, one of the charms about the show in the Midwest was, with it originating in Minneapolis, is there were a lot of Midwest references that people on the coast probably didn't even get that we got. So you get a little inside track
there. I believe there are a couple of references even in the first episode that are from the Midwest that some people didn't get, because I didn't get them.
So perfect.
Joel, the original creator, Joel, is the creative force behind the season. So I think old fans and new fans are going to find something they love.
All right. I know we got to turn you loose out of here. Is there any thing that people should know? This premieres April 14th on Netflix. Is it going to come out weekly or monthly or all at once? Or how is that going to work?
No, the great thing in classic Netflix tradition, it's going to be bingeable. So on Friday, you can have an awesome weekend if you want to binge all 14 episodes, or you can watch one episode and go to bed at 9 like I do.
All right.
I have a baby.
I'm going to have to pace myself a little bit. What's in your future, Felicia? What new projects are you looking at?
I just had a baby, less than 2 months ago. It was a very big project, so that's been a little bit of my time, but I've been doing a lot of writing lately on TV projects, and I have a couple acting roles that are going to happen later this year I can't talk about, but, it was a little bit of a pause to have the baby, and now she's here and awesome, and now I can get some new projects going.
All right, well, we look forward to your next adventures. Felicia Day, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, take care.